Let's write the first of our programs. We'll use a program called gedit, which is simply a graphical editor, not unlike Microsoft Word, with which we can create source code. Let's first create ourselves a file called hello.c. I'm going to go up to File, Save, type a file name of hello.c, specify that I want to save it in jharvard's home directory, and then click Save. Now the tab atop my file indeed confirms the file's hello.c, so we're on our way. Let's go ahead and write our first program. Sharp include open bracket standard.io.h close bracket int main void open curly brace four spaces of indentation printf open parenthesis open quote hello comma world backslash n close quote close parenthesis semicolon enter backspace 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 and a closing curly brace. Not the simplest looking program, but if you look closely at line 5, that's really the essence of this program. Once we run this program through a compiler, thereby getting ourselves some zeros and ones that the computer itself will understand, we will have a program that quite simply prints to the screen, hello world. Let's do that. Make hello tells the computer to make a program called hello, inferring that the file must be called hello.c. Let's now hit save, and now let's compile this program and run it. To do so, we're going to use this black and white window at the bottom of my screen, otherwise known as a terminal window, and I'm literally going to type make hello to make a program called hello, and this program make is actually going to infer from that command that the file must be called hello.c. I now hit enter. I see a seemingly cryptic set of commands on the screen, but more on those another time, but most importantly, I see another blinking prompt. At this point, I can type dot slash hello, enter, and there it is, my very first program. Hello, world.